You know what? When I look back at the tape, and I've had a chance to discuss it with the staff. You know, just a lot of things I mentioned yesterday about all three units having a part of it, offense, defense, special teams. But, you know, when you go back to it, I go back and I look defensively. I was really pleased with how they performed. You know, we had a couple changes in there with Jordan Tripp and Nick Marshall. And but I just thought the overall the units played really well. You know, I think of that first half where they went down there in the red zone, you know, to come up and have some third down stops in the red zone. I think that was big in the game because offensively we were struggling a little bit. You know, our first down efficiency was not very good offensively. 4-3 and outs, I think, in the first half, 0-for-6 in the third down. So it's good to see that the defense stood up in some of those situations and kept the score within reach to where we felt like, hey, we're in good shape. We just need to get our rhythm back. And, you know, special teams as well, they played a big part of it as well. So just pleased with the overall effort. Obviously, things we need to work on with each unit, and we'll address those things. A lot of things, a lot of lessons taken from this tape that we got to learn from. So I'll open up for questions.
Hey, Gus, on the coaches, did you see what happened to TJ on the play he got hurt?
Yeah, you know, it was a pass play, so it just looked like his knee got bent a little bit. It didn't show anything real drastic.
Okay. Does that give you a little bit of optimism in terms of it might just be like a bone bruise? Or?
Yeah, we'll wait and see. I think we'll have more of a better update, you know, for you guys on Wednesday. So, you know, I'll get a chance to meet with the docs after they do all their tests today.
Hey, Gus, is the Marshall switch going to be a permanent thing now? He's going to be the nickelback. And what was it that you guys saw that made you want to make that switch?
Well, I think, you know, here's a guy that changed positions, you know, from where he was in college. And we saw good progress in him. And I think we felt like last week just to open it up again and take a good look at that. He showed up in practice. You know, some of the things that we saw when he was on service team and when he did get his reps at the ones, we really want to take a hard look at it. So we got him involved with, you know, getting more reps with the first group last week. Also his one-on-one sessions, and just felt like, you know, through the week as we went through it, as we looked at it, we felt like, you know, he deserved that opportunity. So permanent, you know, I don't know if there's anything permanent. It's just that he competed really well. And, you know, he earned his opportunity for another chance.
What has he given you that McCray and Gross aren't there?
Well, you know, I think, you know, he's got a different skill set. I think, you know, some of his length, we like some of his physical qualities and his skill set that he had. So it was more just to, you know, open up the competition a little bit and take a look at it. So those guys have been doing some good things. But we just felt like Nick in practice had more pass breakups. He was, you know, very aggressive in his techniques, and we felt like we wanted to take a look at that.
Hey, Gus, thanks for doing this. How much did your defense need a game like yesterday, you know, going forward in these final few games?
Well, I think it was important after, you know, like I said last week, it wasn't our A game in the Tennessee game. And I really liked how they bounced back. We had a good week of practice. You could feel it from them. And I think it was important. Yeah, it was because of the work they put in during the week to see that come to fruition on Sunday was good. You know, so that part I'm appreciative of. You know, I think it was very important, especially in the first half, the way we stood up to some of the challenges that were thrown their way. And then, you know, also, I mean, we got a touchdown off of defense and then the interception down to the one that was almost the score. So two defensive plays that either scored or set up the score.
And then you guys are playing meaningful football in week 15. What does that say about the program that you've put in its third year and where you guys are headed?
Well, I think that, you know, where the players, I was glad to see what took place yesterday because you could see all three phases coming together. And I just saw improvement. So that's the part that I'm really excited about. Now the challenge is to build on that. And, you know, we'll take a look at it when the season's over, you know, to see, you know, just how far we've come along and the direction. But, you know, that game, that performance yesterday is something that we can build on for this week.
Yeah, Gus, offensively, back-to-back record-setting weeks. Last week it was Bortles and A-Rob, this week with the points scored. Is this just, I mean, it's probably too difficult to get too high, but is it, you know, is it very encouraging for the future what you guys are doing offensively week in and week out now?
Well, it was. You know, it was a different game yesterday as far as that's concerned because our balance was there, you know, with the run game and the pass game. You know, I felt like in the first half, if you looked at our first down efficiency now, there was, what, seven plays or so that added up on first down minus 19 yards, which is bad on first down. And in the second half, I think we came out and we had 13 first downs for 181 yards. So, you know, that part of it I think is good that we were able to look at it. We felt like our run game coming out of it in the first half was being productive. And I like the emphasis that we had on the run game and to come out and get over 100 yards rushing in the second half. I just think it makes you more versatile. It offers more opportunities that if some things are taking place on the field, you have other answers. And that's what I felt like in the second half. We had other answers. And, you know, I think that makes the team stronger. So we're not quite sure when we go into each game who's going to be targeted the most, you know, how it plays out. But it's nice to have different weapons, different skill sets with the guys on the perimeter and in the run game that we can go to.
Hey, Gus, you have said before that the worst words that a player can say is, I got this. Will there be any cautionary tales from you this week, especially going up against an opponent that has been struggling incredibly and you guys coming off maybe your best game in years to guard against getting a little too full of themselves?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think you look at it always as first gene, as units, you know, or players first, I guess, and then as units. We had a good game offensively against Tennessee, and, you know, that was a message to keep challenging the offense, never be maintained or be satisfied. And defensively, you know, I think there was an edge created by how we played, and now this week it's the same message to keep stacking them up. So we don't emphasize, we didn't talk much about Indianapolis last week at all. I mean, you show their personnel and their schemes and things like that, but we didn't get into where they were in the division or their win streak that they had. We really didn't talk about that. So I think this week it'll be along the same lines. You know, it's about us and not where Atlanta's at or what just took place. I mean, there's some general information you give, but my hope is our focus quickly shifts back to us and the lessons that took place yesterday and how we can grow from them.
Hey, Gus, there was a time probably early this season where the book on Blake was sort of, if a bad play happened, didn't always respond to it that well. Talk about the change in him, and have you seen a significant change on that front?
Well, yes, I have. I don't know if it was early this season, but I know that was something that, you know, the quickly recover, you know, aspect that we talk about with our players. And I know that in OTAs and training camp, that was something that he really wanted to build on. So I've seen him progress through the season. You know, there's a difference between being upset competitively and then the true bad body language. And I think, you know, if there's any frustration with him on the field, it's more on himself and in a competitive aspect. So I do like the direction he's going with that. I think that the team feels him. I think that they trust him, and each game he builds that trust with them.
Gus, how did Chris Smith play, and what is his role likely to be going forward?
I think with Chris Smith that he had a solid performance. I think that you know you want him to come out there and take advantage of the opportunity, and I'd like to visit with you and say that he had a performance that was off the charts. But I thought it was a solid performance. I don't think there was anything that jumped out. I think that he'll really learn from this experience that he had, and my hopes is that he improves. But I would say his performance was just solid.
Will he continue to be active?
We'd like to keep him active, yes.
Hey, Gus. After watching the tape, what did you see? What specifically stood out to you about Jordan Tripp's performance?
Well, I think that, you know, initially, you know, we had some issues that came up. Just with the calls and, you know, getting guys lined up. But it was for a very, very short period of time. Maybe a couple plays, you know, one or two plays here and there. But so I thought how he managed the huddle, how he directed traffic, how he took ownership of it, and how he handled it. I just thought he did a really, really good job for under the conditions he went into. So I was very pleased with that. Again, I don't know if there's anything where he stood out and, you know, with big plays, but I think that he did, you know, a lot of things really well. So, you know, pleased with his first opportunity, and I think he'll just continue to grow from it.
Hey, Gus, you guys scored a touchdown with Branch, and then Myers misses the extra point. How concerned are you that this keeps on happening and keeps on robbing you of your team of valuable momentum?
Well, I can't argue that fact that, you know, we obviously we wish he would have made the extra point. I think what we look at is you know, how did he react? It's kind of like Nick Marshall, you know. I know it's one time for Nick, so it's probably not the same, but, you know, there's plays out there that happen, and I think for me, I look at how does a guy respond. You know, how does he adjust? Does he recover quickly? You know, and what's his performance like after that? So, you know, some of the things that he did, you know, on the field were, you know, after the you know, he hit a field goal at 46 yards, missed the extra point, and then he came back. It was 5 for 5 on extra points. He probably had his best day kicking off. He had 9 touchbacks. And not only that, some, you know, most of them, the hang time was really good. You know, we like his leg strength, how he handled the adversity. You know, so, you know, there's a lot of traits that we like in him. And you're right. I think when I look at the missed extra point, and there were some other ones that were close too, we really need to look at the whole operation, the snap, the hold, the kick, you know, and really pay particular attention to all of that and make sure that's on. Because, you know, there was times he never kicked the laces, but there was times when he saw the laces. You know, and just things like that that we've got to clean up. But you're right. We've got to remove this part from the game. But I think there's enough things that we're seeing that, you know, his leg strength and how he handled that adversity is something that we're taking into consideration.
Yeah, Gus, obviously, offensively, you guys are doing a lot of good things. But would you like to see faster starts? You guys right now have about, I think, 35 points in the first quarter this season. And every other quarter, it rapidly increases. What can you try and do to spark the offense so that you get these guys going a little faster?
Well, like I said, I think there was, you know, two big factors in the first half. I think when I mentioned the first down efficiency, I think when we do things right on first down and start off with an efficient play, that helps with our drives. I think the other thing was protection. You know, we gave up 3 sacks in the first half. You know, give the players and the coaches credit. And at halftime, that was a big emphasis. We changed some of our protections up, and we came out in the second half and gave up no sacks. So, you know, I think those are two key factors. You look at the third downs in the first half, we were 0-for-6. Now, in the second half, we improved, but, you know, there's only 3 opportunities. And I think, again, it reflects back on how well we did on first and second down because we didn't have many third down opportunities. So I would say, Hayes, those are the two big factors, that first down efficiency and our protections that can help.
In your experience, does that just come with time with a talented offense, that one of the final steps that they get to is being able to, you know, get up 14-0, 10-0 on their first 2 drives, that kind of a thing, and kind of
well,
get the opponent on the
yeah,
road?
Yeah, sure, you'd love to do that. You know, I look back at, you know, I kind of felt now how San Diego felt, you know, when they were down 6-0 to us. It's a different feel than being down 14-0. And that's what took place with our defense doing a good job in the red zone. You know, it kept the game within reason where our players, you know, still were upbeat about our opportunities. And we felt just like our rhythm was off a little bit. But, you know, I always thought that red zone was one of the last things because of the tight windows and tight coverage that takes place there. But, you know, starting off fast and finishing faster has been a core principle of ours, and we need to take a look at that beginning part.
Because I assume you'd turn to Denard if Yeldon is down for any length of time there. How is he a better running back now than even maybe last year?
Well, I see him progressing. You know, I mean, here's a guy that was a quarterback, and, you know, he's learning the position. I think the big jump with Denard is his confidence level. I think he's become a more confident runner. I think he understands the scheme and, you know, and has a better idea of what the position looks like. I think he's gained confidence in his protections. And when you have a good understanding of the protections and how they work, I think it frees up the other aspects of your game. And he's just playing with more confidence And, you know, he's always been aggressive, but it's just, it's like he's taken that part to a different level.
Back to Yeldon. Is it just the knee that you're concerned with? He also left the game, I think, with an ankle injury, and then he was put on the injury report last week with a groin injury. Or is he just, like, banged up kind of head to toe right now?
Yeah, I think it's the more is concerning is the knee.
Okay, so what would you guys do behind Denard if, you know, if he's going to miss some time or, you know, who knows, missing practice this week?
Well, we have Joe Banyard, you know, as a guy that we really liked. You know, we elevated him up and liked the way he's going in practice. And, you know, we may have to look and see either way with TJ. You know, look at our options and keep an open mind to that. So, you know, that's an area I think either way with TJ, that's something that, you know, I think Dave and the staff is considering whether we do something or not. I think we'll wait and see. But, you know, that's always a possibility.
Hey, guys, congratulations. The fact that you won the game in such dramatic fashion, how important is that to build confidence for the players who – I don't think, and maybe you disagree with this, could have done this last year or even two years ago, that it shows them progress that they've made.
Well, I think what's, you know, the sign that, you know, I'm talking to the players was the importance of all three phases. I think we've seen games where the offense did well or the defense did well or sometimes the special teams, but to put it together to show what we're capable of, I think is a tremendous message. Tremendous message to our team. And I think it provides even a clearer picture to when we do things right in all three phases, what we have a chance to be. So, you know, that's a great message. I think it's, you know, you can talk it about, hey, if we put these three phases together, then let's see what happens. Well, we had this experience now that took place that I think is creates a vivid picture for the players.
Gus, what's with Paz? Do you know if he can practice, and have they yet fashioned some kind of club or cast that he can actually wear in the game yet? Have they gotten that far?
Yeah, I think we'll find out more, Vito, on Wednesday. You know, I know the arrow's up for him, so we'll wait and see, you know, exactly what he'll be wearing, you know, what that entails. I have not seen anything yet, you know, so I think we'll have a better idea of what that could look like on Wednesday.
So are you thinking he may practice, or is there a chance he'll practice or not?
Yeah, if he's cleared, which we're hoping, then he should be ready to practice.
How about Ryan Davis? Where's his arrow point?
Well, I think that there's some unknowns there. You know, I think I know he was pretty sore over the weekend still, and I have not had a chance to visit with him today. So I think that's going to be a day-to-day.
Gus, when I talked to the players in the locker room after the game, a lot of them were ecstatic that they beat the Colts for the first time. As a coaching staff, like, how do you relate to that?
Well, I think for me and the coaching staff is, I mean, obviously that's what you're after, you know, to get a win on Sunday. But I think what's more pleasing was that, you know, the three phases that we talked about and just how we adjusted to adversity. You know, offensively, we struggled in the first half. And, you know, to come out in the second half and what there are five possessions and five touchdowns, I believe, you know, so that was a good sign. I felt defensively, again, to get some pressure on the quarterback. I think we had, three sacks, but it just felt different. It felt like we were getting, you know, pressuring the quarterback. We were affecting the quarterback. And, you know, to get a takeaway or two takeaways that sit up for scores, you know, that's improving and that's good. And I like the way our special teams the last couple of weeks have been improving. So when we put that all together and you talk about, now let's see what happens, you know, and it just so happened that we got a win, and that's important. So I think that's what's most pleasing to us as a staff is that, you know, we know how the importance of having all three of them operate together.